Anyway, we've still got a barrel of fresh water, camel breath. All right, we'll share. You can have half the raft. Aha! Aha! Want to negotiate, eh? Now we've got you over a barrel.
Can we just say yes, Dad? I'm fed up with treading water.
And you'll have to do your share of the paddling.
Of course.
The birds glided and turned, white scribbles against the clear blue sky.
To Ankh-Morpork!
To Klatch!
Down below, as the sunken mountain of Leshp settled further onto the seabed, the curious squid jetted back along its curious streets. They had no idea why, at enormous intervals, their city disappeared up into the sky, but it never went away for very long. It was just one of those things. Things happened, or sometimes they didn't. The curious squid just assumed that it all worked out sooner or later. A shark swam by. If anyone had risked placing an ear to its side, they would have heard,
bingly, bingly, beep, 3 p.m, eat, hunger, swim. Things to do today, swim, hunger, eat. 3:05 p.m, feeding frenzy.
It wasn't the most interesting of schedules, but it was very easy to organise. Unusually, Sergeant Colon had put himself on the patrol roster. It was good to get out in the cool air. And also, for some reason, the news had got around that the watch was somehow bound up with what seemed in some indefinable way to have been a victory, which meant that a watch uniform was probably good for the odd free pint at the back door of the occasional pub. He patrolled with Corporal Nobbs. They walked with the confident tread of men who had been places and seen things. With a true copper's instinct, the tread took them past mundane meals. Mr. Goriff was cleaning the windows. He stopped when he saw them and darted inside.
"Call that gratitude," sniffed Colon.
The man reappeared, carrying two large packages.
"My wife made this specially for you," he said.
He added,
"She said she knew you'd be along."
Colon pulled aside the waxed paper.
"My word," he said. "Special Ankh-Morpork curry," said Mr. Goriff, "containing yellow curry powder, big lumps of swede, green peas, and soggy sultanas, the
size of eggs," said Nobby.
"Thank you very much," said Colon. "How's your lad then, Mr. Goriff?" "He says you have set him an example, and now he will be a watchman when he grows up."
"Ah, right," said Colon happily. "That'll please Mr. Vimes. You just tell him..."
"In Al-Khali," said Goriff. "He is staying with my brother."
"Oh, well, fair enough then. Thanks for the curry anyway."
"What sort of example do you think he meant?" said Nobby, as they strolled away.
"The good sort, obviously," said Colon through a mouthful of mildly spiced swede.
"Yeah, right."
Chewing slowly and walking even slower, they headed towards the docks.
"I was gonna write Barna a letter," said Nobby after a while.
"Yeah, but she thought you was a woman, Nobby."
"Right. So she saw, like, my inner self, shorn of...
Nobby's lips moved as he concentrated.
"Shorn of surface thingy. That's what Angua said. Anyway, then I thought, well, her boyfriend will be coming back, so I thought I'd be noble about it and give her up. 'Cause he might be a stroppy bloke too," said Sergeant Colon.
"I never thought about that, Sarge."
They paced for a while.
"It's a far, far better thing I do now than I have ever done before," said Nobby.
"Right,"
said Sergeant Colon. They walked on in silence for a while and he added,
"Of course, that's not difficult. I still got the hanky she gave me, look. Very nice, Nobby. That's genuine Kletchian silk, that is. Yeah, it looks very nice. I'm never gonna wash it, Sarge."
"You soppy old thing, Nobby," said Fred Colon.
He watched Corporal Nobbs blow his nose.
"So you're going to stop using it, are you?" he said doubtfully. "It still bends, Sarge, see?"
Nobby demonstrated.
"Yeah, right. Silly of me to ask, really."
Overhead, the weather vanes started to creak round.
"Made me a lot more understanding about women, that experience," said Nobby.
Colon, a much married man, said nothing.
"I met Verity Pushbram this afternoon," Nobby went on, "and I said, how about coming out with me tonight? And I don't mind about the squint at all, and I've got this expensive, exotic perfume which will totally disguise your smell. And she said,